You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick TO from some Lions football. We will get right back to it, but we got to do a little football today.
Oh, I'm Paul Sarah. My team's 10-1. Wah!
I heard what I walked into during the break.
All right, Mike. It's Monday. We're going to do this. We're going to do a college edition of Can We Say That?
Yeah, sure. I got lots of opinions. Let's
go. Okay. Can we say, since Paul is here, that based off of Miami's loss, Miami is going to be severely punished by the College Football Playoff Committee?
You got to define what that means. They're still making the playoff.
That means that they're going to be down in the bottom tier. They're going to be somewhere around 9 to 12.
Yeah, 100%.
So look, they're going to go on the road.
They've been flying close to the sun for a month. Should have lost to VTech. I believe some of the most egregious officiating I've ever seen at Louisville. Should have, could have lost there. They got what they deserved. They were due to lose a game.
I hate Georgia Tech. I never thought I'd hate Georgia Tech. But
was that
the last
why you tried
years
to kill the running back, Haynes? It was the most brutal hit I've seen in 5 years of football.
It was a clean play.
It was an assassination attempt. I got Archduke Ferdinand on line 11.
The next one is a twofer. Can we say that maybe Indiana just can't handle pressure?
Yes. You say, well, hey, whoa. This is what happens when you don't play nobody. And I was the only one. Old bleephead Sparty, I was the only one going, I am not comfortable acting like Indiana's going to roll them. Like this idea, 14 casual points.
17-3, I thought so.
My point is, Indiana has played nothing. Yeah. Michigan has played Texas. They've played Oregon. They've played USC. They've played some real teams. Indiana's strength of schedule is 109. They were in a moment there, and you know what we heard? They were dying.
Definitely had.
Yeah, you didn't see Cignetti acting all tough, puffing out his nuts in the fourth quarter. He was awfully stoic.
Yeah, Surratt, two passes that he dropped.
Bro.
I feel like whoever plays them in the playoffs is going to be licking their chops.
Oh, them and whoever wins the Big 12. Pinatas.
All right, well, let's stick with that game, though. On the other side of the coin, can we say that Sherrone Moore is learning on the job while he's coaching Michigan?
Stop. No. Step further. Red flags everywhere. I mean, we were having conversations about play calling. Sherrone, take the time out and you won't burn 28 seconds conversing. That was pure idiocy. Yeah. Also, did he pull a Lloyd Carr and do an unannounced suspension of Mullings.
You noticed that Mullings didn't really play, and he said, well, Edwards just practiced harder this week.
Yeah. Or,
it's easy to do that when you're not there.
Or we all saw what we saw against State. But hey, who am I?
It kind of just feels like he's learning that it's harder to actually game plan all week yourself and then call the game than it is to just take over on Saturday and do it.
Look, there's red flags there. That's all I can tell you.
I mean, the 28 seconds, like, coach, it's a one-score game. You stop them. You give yourself a chance for a Hail Mary, a long something. And tick, 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 tick. Oh, wait, timeout. Like, okay, that was a waste of time. All right, can we say, Mike, this is for you.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin had the best win ever as a head coach.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Ole Miss.
Look, unfortunately, they're back against the wall. They can't afford a slip up. They've had the embarrassing Ole Miss, loss. But yeah, they bodied Georgia start to finish. It's fantastic. And they did it without their best player, Trey Harris.
Georgia up. They spotted Georgia 7 points and then said, watch this.
That was great because that got me Ole Miss +4.5. Perfect. Paul?
Carson Beck is terrible.
Okay, then.
Like, what's going on? Like, you watch Georgia play, and they would have beat Texas by 40 if he wasn't their quarterback. Like,
he's cost himself millions of dollars. I just think he's got to go back to school. I don't know who's giving him a first-round grade after what they've watched on tape this year.
No, I mean, he's the reason they have one of the losses.
Can we say Brian Kelly's on the hot seat at LSU? This was the game. It was down at LSU. You had Bama, whose legs were staggering, ready for the knockout blow. And instead, Jalen Milroe scores not once, not twice, not three times,
bro,
but four.
I felt like I was watching the Breeders' Cup because he looked like flight line out there. That's the Milroe that had been missing before their bye week. He was hurt. I told you when they played Tennessee, I go, wow, I bet on a guy in a wheelchair. So my whole thing is there's two caveats to your question. A, he will be under immense pressure next year, and it could boil over if they don't perform. And here's the other one. If they lose Bryce Underwood, he will be blamed for that.
Yeah.
You cannot lose the number one quarterback in America when Nuss is out. You need to sell hope. You need to sell excitement. If he loses Underwood and they go out next year and lose three games, oh yeah, no, he's in big trouble.
Well, perhaps he should get some hanger-on at LSU to come and be the offensive coordinator at Belleville.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of agree with Mike. I think he'll get next year.
Hey, Mike, did you see who was coaching at Belleville?
All I will say is this, and then Paul, the floor is yours. Are there any adults in the room anywhere? Like, guys, nah, we're not going to do that. I have no problem with what Michigan is attempting to do. I think it's brilliant. In fact, I'm jealous. But this Stallions, shame on Belleville.
Connor Stallions is coaching Belleville, for those who don't know.
Just get a grip, Belleville.
Yeah,
please.
Connor Stallions.
Come on, get a grip.
Who runs a successful vacuum cleaner company.
Hey, let's hire a weirdo. I just, whatever, dude. Paul, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I agree with your take on the LSU situation. I think Brian Kelly get another year, and then I think next year will be determined whether he gets to stick around or not.
Feels right to me.
Guys, can we say that the Big Ten will get four teams in the college football playoffs?
Yeah.
Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana.
Yep. Yes. I think I don't have to even.
No.
Yes.
I kind of feel it's a lock at this point. Like the ACC, everyone's losing in the ACC.
ACC is ass. The Big 12's a disgrace. They don't deserve a single team in. If Colorado and BYU were the best two you got, hey, right here, one for each. SEC's a mess. Yeah, Big 10 will get four. It's the truth, Rico.
No, speaking of Colorado.
Go ahead.
Will Colorado make the college football playoff?
I would much rather see them than BYU. At least Prime is interesting, but I'll tell you this.
But old man strength.
Listen to me. Whichever one of those teams wins, they will be nothing more than a pinata for whoever they play. Oh, they're a bye week team? No, no, please. Please, whoever makes the playoff, bring me Colorado.
Yeah.
Bring me BYU. Please.
I agree with Mike on this. I think it'd be entertaining to see Colorado get in, but I think they would just be fodder for whoever they play. They would just be immediately ousted.
Same thing with fake-ass geriatric BYU. Nice holding call on a 4th and 10. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Retzloff blows. That team sucks. Them and their old people who play. Honestly.
Sticking with the college football playoff.
Yes.
Based off of what happened last week, can we say Georgia won't make the college football playoffs?
Uh-oh. I'm still going to say they're in because I think they're going to drop a bomb on Tennessee this week.
Really?
Tennessee's effed up, man. And Kirby, when he gets that team angry, back against the wall, everybody hates you. They think you're human garbage. Maybe he'll put a big picture of poop up on the wall and be like, that's what they think about you. I think they're going to bomb Tennessee. And once they do that, they're made. Because guess what they get to skip out on? SEC title game. They get to sit home and go.
Yeah, that's going to be problematic because you know what you just described? Penn State.
Yes.
I kind of feel like Kenny's going to be very upset because I kind of feel like they're going to lose to Tennessee.
Okay.
And they're going to not get in the playoff, which is kind of a disaster. And it's to me, I would blame Carson Beck on that. I think he's cost him so badly.
You really hate Carson Beck. I never knew this about you.
Well, watching him play this year, I was just like, this is a first-round quarterback? This guy stinks.
Are you okay? I don't even know if you have a sister, but did Carson Beck sleep with her? What is going on here, Paul? He hates this kid.
He's just not any good.
I have to learn the Paul Serra origin story. He's a mysterious figure.
He is very mysterious. He only talks to me every now and then. Today was a good day, so I'm gonna ride with this. All right, finally, getting ready to come around that quarter turn, Mike. Well, wait, what do you call the turn as you coming down the
top
stretch? Top of the stretch.
Oh my
I knew
God.
It was something.
What do you want?
Neighbans.
I hate you.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
Travis Hunter. These are Heisman Trophy favorites. Did Jalen Milroe enter into the stretch?
A little bit. But if we're giving the award to the best football player in America, Travis Hunter's the best football player in America. He is. He's unique. Nobody does what he does. Plays both ways. He's explosive in both facets. I right now as a Heisman voter, no, I would vote for Travis Hunter. Oh, but you hate Prime, racist. No, I just don't like shenanigans. Sorry.
No, I agree with Mike. It's Travis Hunter. Like, I would have argued Cam Ward based on my heart, but then after last weekend, he's out of it. So it's Travis Hunter.
You mentioned Prime. Is he the coach of Colorado next year?
No.
Is he coaching next year, or is he just going to follow his kid?
He's not coaching this year.
Okay, you know what?
Honestly, what's that? He's a hype man.
He wears the sunglasses and the cowboy hat.
The only reason
he's... Have you not seen the Aflac commercials?
The only reason he's coaching is he got Hunter to come from Jackson State and he had his kid. Congratulations, your kid's the number one pick in the NFL draft. He's not recruiting. And yes, okay, fine. They went and got a zillion kids in the portal, but like what schematic stuff?
Will he make it to Florida State?
I don't. You know what? I hope he's a coach of the Giants at this point. If it lands me Shador, I'm in. I don't care. Seriously, I just don't care anymore.
Okay. How about we do another version of this NFL style?
Yes, more.
That's your College Football Blitz 97.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.